I've been so tired.
Hello, this is Up and Indie, and I'm your host, Coco. I created this podcast to help promote and share the stories of the up and coming in the world's future entertainment industry. Being an artist myself, you can go check out my own music on all streaming platforms under the artist name Kokodinsky, like my latest release, Already Met. You're currently listening to New Era by Lauren Jean. She is a woman-empowering singer-songwriter who writes about advocating for women, victims of domestic violence, the disabled community, and much more. I'm so excited for you all to hear her story. She is currently in the works of a debut album, and her Instagram is linked in the description, so you can go ahead and follow and stay up to date on her journey. So I'll be sure to repost things related to that when she gets dates about her new releases. So stay updated. You can follow me on Instagram. That's koko.dynski. Starting off first, when did you start making music, and like when you were little, were you acting and singing, or what were you doing?
Yeah, so my dad is in a bluegrass band, and he was in a bluegrass band, and so I grew up listening to him going to all these shows and just in the studio and all that stuff. So I feel like it's kind of been my entire life that mm-hmm. I've been singing just because of him.
Yeah.
But I've started songwriting and stuff, or just making up silly little melodies ever since I was just not even really.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember your first song that you wrote?
Yeah, I actually do. Okay. It's only a chorus thing.
Can you give us a little snippet?
Oh my god, yes. So I was 5, and actually my mom and dad both remember this.
Really?
Yeah. And it was I wanna know you better than a white and soggy weather, it's special. It makes no sense at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so cute that everybody always remembers their first one.
Right.
I started writing when I was 8, and it was just the stupidest thing.
Yes. Literally.
Do you have your old notebooks and stuff from it?
Oh my gosh, my old high school musical notebook is filled yeah, of little yeah. things.
So when was your first time recording your stuff and releasing that?
So that was when I was 16.
Okay.
And I had won Ohio's Talent when I was 16. And there was an executive producer in the audience, and he was willing to help me with the funds to record my music. And so
wait, back up. So you were in Ohio Got Talent? Expand on that. What is that?
Yeah, so basically it's a statewide competition, and you have to audition to even be in the competition.
Okay.
And so it's about 20 contestants, and it's in this place called the Niswonger Performing Arts Center in Ohio. Uh-huh. And there's just a big audience, and then everybody in the audience votes for who the winner is.
That's so fun. Yeah. Wait, how far did you get? Did you win it?
I won it, yes.
Oh my gosh. That's yeah. so
it
fun.
Was so cool.
The executive producer helped you out and
recording, and so my dad and then him and I, we all drove to Nashville and then recorded 5 of my originals, and then I released them when I was 17.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so cool. Which one's your favorite song from those 5?
Ooh.
What was the one that stood out to you?
Oh my gosh. That's a great question. I'd say that the first single that I ever released, which was in that 5, it's called World of No Pleasing, and that one just means a lot to mm-hmm. me, just because it's about having difficulties with what other people have to say about what you're doing, and trying to mold yourself to be what other people want you to be.
Yeah.
And it's just about trying to get over that and overcome that.
That's so good. Yeah. When was the first time that you performed in front of people? I guess your own stuff, because you said you started performing when you were little.
Yeah. Okay. I the first time I ever performed on stage was when I was 7. Mm-hmm. But that was with my dad, and we actually we sang "The Climb" by Miley Cyrus. Oh. It was adorable.
Yeah, yeah.
But my first time ever performing my originals was when I was 13. And that was my first ever gig, and it was at a bar.
Okay.
Which was so strange now that I'm like,
yeah, yeah,
saying that right now, because I'm like a 13-year-old just like playing her little originals at a bar. Like,
there's some bars here that don't let me perform.
Yeah, like
I'm almost 20. Like,
Ohio is crazy. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
That's so funny. Okay, so you sang your originals when you were 13 there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, wow. Who like accompanied you? Did you?
My dad.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
And we were doing a bunch of duo gigs together for multiple years until I moved to college, and then we don't really do it anymore. But
what instruments do you play?
So I play piano, guitar. I played saxophone in band. I haven't picked it up in a while, though.
You should get good at that. I love saxophone. Oh, my God.
Yes.
When you perform, do you accompany yourself usually? Or?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, it depends on what song. I like to be able to move around and, like, you know, connect with the audience a bit more through that. But I do love to, you know, just have an intimate moment on the piano or on the guitar, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you have a show coming up.
I do.
And that's okay. That will already have happened by the time this comes out. But talk about that.
So it's my first ever show in Boston.
Woo!
So I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
And I actually, it's the first CAF show of the semester. So it's like,
it's a big opening night.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
And I found out literally this past Tuesday, and it's Tuesday.
Didn't know?
No, they told me on Tuesday. So I have like a week to prepare this whole show. And
do they usually do that, or is that just because it was the first one?
It's just because it's the first one.
Okay.
So yeah. Like, so I mean, at first I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. But I mean, honestly, I'm really here for it. I'm excited to be the first one.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's so good. What will you be performing for that? Is there any like new stuff that you're
So right now I'm in the process of writing and recording for an album, and this would be to me my first. I released like a bunch of my originals in the past, but it felt more just like a collection.
Okay. They were like EPs.
And yeah, like, it was an EP, and then I like added on to that EP and like just released the other stuff I had recorded. And gotcha. So to me, it kind of felt like a deluxe EP, even though it probably just seems like an album.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like my debut album. And that's what I'm working towards right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
When will
that all be releasing? Do you have like a date or like a...
I don't have a date because, I'm right now I'm trying to find which producer I click with best. But I'm going to be performing the songs that will be on that eventually at this show.
Okay. That's so exciting.
I'm so excited.
who else will be like, how big is the band? Is there a drummer?
It's
and...
big.
Okay.
It's a full 12-piece band full of all women and non-binary people.
Oh my gosh.
So we have drum, bass, guitar, keys, and then saxophone, trumpet, violin, cello, and then 3 background vocalists, and then I'm getting 2 featured artists up for it. So
wow. Yeah. Okay, wait, how did you arrange everything within the past week?
I've been crying. No, I'm like,
I actually trying. Haven't been arranging.
it's been hectic.
Did you like start to like arrange it like beforehand, like before you found out, or was it like really just like you found out the other day and like had to?
Like for some of the songs, I had played with majority of these musicians before in Spain when I was abroad.
Oh, okay.
So like there's like 5 songs that we're already good on, we
good.
Know and but then there are other songs because it's an hour set, so I had to like really get the ball rolling on all the other ones.
Wait, you were in Spain? How was that?
Oh my god,
was
it was
so
good. It was so good.
Such good things.
Yes.
What was like the recording and like performing like there?
Yeah, so the opportunities that are in Spain regarding performing are way more obtainable just because it's a smaller community.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So it was really nice, and I hadn't, you know, I had done some like performances here, like I was in Singer's Night and stuff, and like, you know, I'd gotten up with, you know, some other artists, but you know, I felt like I didn't really have the opportunity to perform my stuff here in Boston yet.
Yeah.
So
what semester are you?
I'm in my 5th.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. So you're a year above me. Gotcha.
Right, yes. Uh-huh. So it was so fulfilling to be able to perform my music with a band. And I've been wanting to put together a band of just like all women and non-binary people for so long.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's honestly, it's kind of hard to find just because, you know, I like women and non-binary people are not represented the way that they should be. And so... I mean, that's the entire reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, but it made it very difficult to find these musicians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're so amazing.
How did you reach out and find, did you just like post on your story and try to like get them all together or word
of
mouth?
No. Yeah. I was able to just talk to a lot of people and say like, hey, I'm looking for like, you know, musicians that, you know, are women or non-binary. I know they're here. Yes. I just don't know where they're at. And yeah, I was able to just like through talking with people, able to find everybody that I needed. And in Spain, I was able to put together a 10-piece band.
Nice.
This is a bit bigger, but yeah.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, for people who don't know, Berkeley has a study abroad program where they actually have like a campus in Spain. I'm supposed to go next semester, so I'm like, so
amazing.
Excited.
Yes.
And I've heard, are like the recording studios big there? Like, are there a lot or like, do you have access to them?
Yeah, everybody can book in the recording studios.
Oh, okay.
So convenient.
That's really nice. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Definitely take advantage of that when you're there.
Yeah,
for
I definitely
sure.
want to. Okay, so going off of like how you support like women and non-binary people like in the music industry, like have you written about like, because I've listened to some of your stuff and it's very like straightforward. You very like, you kind of like hit everything that you're thinking and it's like so easy to hear like what you're trying to like portray. So have you like written about that at all?
Yeah, So I'm currently working on writing some songs like specifically about misogyny, but the songs that, like, for example, that I'm going to be playing at the CAF show, they're more just critiquing experiences that I've had with men and like that. It's okay. So
have you had a bad experience in the field?
I was like, should I talk about
this? Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I can definitely.
Go for it.
Yeah, so I was just in a relationship with somebody and it ended very poorly. And he ended up being abusive. And yeah, so there are two of my songs that are going to be in that show, one called Garden of Grey and another one called Documents on the Dinner Table. And it's just about that and about exactly what I was feeling.
That's amazing that you like take something from your life and just like put it out there.
I mean, it's so important to share because it happens, unfortunately, way too often.
Yeah.
And it's not talked about enough. And I was very hesitant in talking about what I went through just because, like, I don't want to, I guess, taint anybody's images.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. I mean, honestly, he tainted his own image through what he did. So.
Has he heard this stuff and this?
He's heard some of it.
What other like life experiences have you like really written about in your music?
I recently lost somebody that was close to me and I wrote a song called I Miss Her. And I'm going to be performing that one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's one that dang, it's just going to be a trauma dump at this show. It definitely it goes I do have lighthearted songs, I promise. Songs to balance out the the heaviness of the other ones. But
are the heavy songs, are they more slower or like what are you thinking with the production for those?
They're, I guess, cinematic would be the correct word. It's very heavy on the strings. And I'm playing an instrument for all of those songs.
Okay.
Yeah, and those are the only songs that I'm playing an instrument on just because I want it to feel like how I wrote it.
Yeah.
But with the other ones, like, I'm going to be performing a song called Blue Moon, which is basically just about going back to an ex. And that's like, I don't know, not very serious at all, but it's like, it's kind of sensual.
No,
almost,
I
like,
think that, I think everyone can relate to
that.
So, so what was the most like fulfilling performance that you've done? Because it sounds like you've done a lot since you were 13.
Probably Spain. The last performance that I did in Spain, which was called Inocon, and it was like a convention for the music business and music industry. And there was a big showcase at the end, mm-hmm. and it was featuring like 7 different Berklee artists.
That's and so fun. Yeah.
It was so fulfilling.
Was that set up by like the master's students? Yes. Okay. Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. I have heard about that. That's exciting. Oh my gosh. That's fun. So what was like your favorite part about that? It was just like the most like fun and like entertaining or like what?
It was definitely like very fun and entertaining, but that was, so I had a performance prior to that mm-hmm. where I had put together an all female band, but mm-hmm. it was just 5-piece. And for this one, I was able to have like 10-piece band.
Your
and
first like big?
Yes. Like, okay. And it was in the middle of a Valencian museum.
Oh, whoa.
It was beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And, I had
you have to send me pictures.
Oh
later.
My gosh, yes,
see those. I will have to.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just the venue was absurd. Uh-huh. And we had a VJ who did the like visuals behind us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And that was really cool too. So we got to like, you know, coordinate about like, all right, what fits the vibe of this song?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like it was just so fun. And I was so happy that I was able to like execute mm-hmm. what I've been wanting to do for so long.
Yeah.
And I was finally given the opportunity to in such a cool venue and such a cool like just country.
Yeah.
Like,
no, seriously.
Yeah.
Was it all Berklee kids that showed up or was it like were there people from Spain that like came in and saw?
There's a mix of both. That's there are a lot fun. Of Berklee people though.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's fun. Are any more performances showing up or like coming up? Like in the next couple months, because this will release probably like end of October. So
end of October.
Is there anything like in November or December? I know that's kind of like far out. Yeah. But that you want to like plug.
I've been talking with a friend about getting a show together in mm-hmm. November, but there's nothing set in stone regarding that.
Okay, you guys could probably just look on my Instagram. I'll probably like I'll plug you and like repost stuff if definitely. You ever do.
I do have a show in October with Zessie.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
But beyond that, I'm not certain as to what else is going to be happening.
Gotcha. Who's your biggest inspiration to your music? And is it like more lyrically or more like production wise?
I'd probably have to say Amy Winehouse.
Okay, yeah.
When I first started listening to her when I was 16, she was just like incredibly influential.
Yeah.
Incredibly influential. And I think it was lyrically for me just because she was so honest and mm-hmm. straightforward. And like, even if the topic was taboo, like she was like, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I want to.
Yeah. So you're like, okay. Like,
I loved it.
I'll do the same thing with my stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's your new stuff? Like I know that you kind of had like some more rapping like type things in the past and like some more like experimental stuff like what's it like now?
I'm moving towards probably like neo soul R&B.
Okay, yeah.
That's gonna be for like the more upbeat and lighthearted songs mm-hmm. and then for my slower songs that are, you know, about heavier topics. Those, I mean, I said it before, like, I just kind of want it to be very cinematic.
Yeah,
production-wise, almost like an Adele vibe.
Okay, yeah. That was my next question. Like, is there any people that you see, like, their music being what you want this next stuff to be?
Yeah, definitely her for mm-hmm. just those, like, slower songs.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I love Kali Uchis. I love Daniel Caesar. I love like the kind of music that they make, and I would love to have some songs that are along those lines.
Yeah, for sure. These are kind of like random questions that like my roommates were like
so down.
I was like trying to brainstorm who was your first like childhood best friend, and did they influence your music?
Oh, that's such a good question. Yeah, my first childhood best friend, her name is also Lauren. We're still best friends to this day.
Yeah.
And I had met her like, so we were in preschool, she was crying, it was like her first year in preschool, and uh-huh. so I went up to her and I was like, hi, I'm Lauren, and she was like, no way, that's my name too. And then the rest is history. We've been friends ever since.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yes. So is she like really supportive of your music and is she into music?
No, like, well, okay. She plays clarinet, but
gotcha.
And piano, but she doesn't pursue music at all. She still lives in Ohio and uh-huh. she's got a nice job there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next random question. What was your worst lyrical moment? Like, is there a line that sticks out to you that you were like, oh, why did I write that when I was like 12 or something like that? I don't know, like something funny.
Oh, if you can't think gosh. Of
anything, like, no worries. I can just cut this part out. But
let me think about that, because I know I've had some lyrics in some of the songs that are released and I'm like, girl, what?
Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Or like your favorite. Like, do you have a line that you're like, like that felt so good, or like, I don't really know.
Oh wait, that's here. Wait, give me just like 1 minute. Yeah,
these are two big questions. Yeah.
Okay, for this song that I haven't released yet called Garden of Grey.
Okay.
There's this chorus part which, like, every part of the chorus is just everything to me.
Uh
huh. Because it descends in like time. If that makes any sense. Okay, I'll just like say the lyrics.
Okay, okay.
So,
you like slow down, you go off tempo. Is that what you mean?
It like the lyrics, it goes from like days to hours to minutes to seconds.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Like, lyrically. Yes, yes.
But then it's also, okay. So the lyrics are, how many days do I have to hurt for you to learn? How many hours do I have to give for you to listen? You're pushing my limits on minutes I'd spend on seeds that never lead to spring, but in a garden of gray, my seconds remain, hoping it could be you.
I just got chills. That's really good. Yeah, so that's the main chorus. That's the hook. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
That's, I'm excited for that one. Thank I get to you. Listen to it on Tuesday.
Yes.
So do you have like, I know you said you're trying to find your producer, but like, when are these songs wanting to release? Like, when do you want them to? Is it like as soon as possible, or are you like, this is going to be like a year long project?
It might be a year long project, mm-hmm. just because these songs are so important to me.
Yeah.
And when I like release them, I want to release them well and make sure that they're going to the audience that needs to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be a minute, but I'm Sounds working good. Towards it.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of like the music? Like, do you like jamming? Do you like going in sessions, or do you like performing? What's like your favorite thing where you're like, I could do this forever?
Performing. For sure. Mm-hmm. But in front of an audience that wants to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've had my fair share of gigs where I'm like, I am just background music. Mm-hmm. But then again, those were restaurant and bar gigs.
Yeah.
But like, performances like Valencia and stuff, and like the one that is about to happen on Tuesday, mm-hmm. like, you know, I know that I'm gonna be heard, and like my voice is gonna be heard.
Yeah.
And I could do those performances for every minute of the rest of my life, honestly. Yeah. Like, it's my favorite thing. It's so fulfilling to me.
Yeah. All right, I think we're like up on time. Is there like anything else that you can think of that you really want to share, or like any message that you want to like give out to people who like don't do music or do music?
Ooh. Okay. For future artists or aspiring artists, do not compare yourself, because your journey is your own. And if you tried to copy what somebody else did, then it wouldn't be true to you.
I love that. That's perfect. Yeah. Everyone needs to hear that. I actually, the first week that we were like here at Berkeley, we like, me and my roommates, I had three roommates all yeah. in one room, and we were like freaking out. We were like,
yeah.
oh my God, like they're such talented people. And like, one of my roommates called her dad and was talking to him about it. And he was like, listen up, girls, and like put him on speakerphone. And he was like, there's literally only one you, like, yeah. And yeah. it helped, and it's like stuck with me this whole time. Yeah. So don't compare yourself.
Exactly. Your yeah. journey is your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. For yeah. sure. It's been hard for me to like get in my head, because there's so much pressure here.
But. Yeah. Yeah. There totally is. And thank you for like meeting yes. up with me.
Thank you
and
so much for having
you,
me.
You like live kind of it's far, okay. right?
It is Austin. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.